Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis on Masech Shabbos. We are about 6 lines into the page at the two dots. Now, the Mishnah had said that among the Lametas Melachos are Vahamolcho Vahama'abdo. If you salt or you tan the hide, so Hainu Malech, Hainu Ma'abed, isn't Melicha of the Oros the same thing as Ibud of the Oros? So when the Tana says that Ma'abed is an Av Melacha, and that includes Molech as well, why does the Tana have to mention both of them? Rabbi Yochanan, Reishlakish, Darmitavayu, Apik Chad Minayu, that we could take one of these malachos out of the lametas malachos and we can count in its place the malacha of sirtut, because it's normal for people who are involved in cutting skins and cutting hides that they first mark off the place where they need to cut, and then they pass the knife over the dotted line, so to speak, and that's where they cut the skin, they cut the hide. So that malacha was in the Mishkan when they would be mechatech the oros that they needed to cover the Mishkan. If a person salted meat on Shabbos, chayiv misha ma'abed. He's chayiv kamrchatos for ma'abed, because the malicha is part of the ibud of the oros. Rav Amar, ein ibud ba'ochlin. You're not chayiv a malichas basar on Shabbos, because there's no such thing as ibud on food. Amar Rav Ashi, afilu Rabbi Rav Huna lo Amar, el de kabayu le la'orcha. Even Rabbi Rav Huna says that malichas basar is considered ibud, and that you're chayiv for that. That's only when you need the basar for the road, that then you'd put a lot of salt on it. You'd salt it so heavily because you need it to be preserved. So that's similar to ibud, because it's gonna be around for a while. Avalabesa. But if you're just salting some meat that you're gonna use soon, lo mashvi inish michle eitz. A person would not be willing to dry out his food and make it like wood. He wouldn't put that much salt on the meat to the point that it would dry out. Meaning, you have beef jerkies when you're traveling a long way, and you can't have the beef spoiling, but you don't have beef jerkies when you're eating dinner at home, and therefore it's considered to be something that's it's only enough salt to make it a violation of ibud if it hardens the meat. We then counted more the lametas malachos if someone smooths out the hide and someone cuts it to size. Amr Avech Rav Chanina, Hashaf Bein HaAmudim. Someone who smooths out the karka between the amudim, between the pillars, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, chayiv mishum memachik. He's chayiv for smoothing out. He's smoothing something out, smoothing out the surface is memachik. Amr b'chebarav shlosh dvarim sachli Ravashi mishmed Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There are three things that Ravashi told me in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Number one, hamagar rashi kolonsos b'Shabbos chayiv mishum mechatech. That someone who smooths out or who rubs down the tops of the poles in order that they should be sharp on Shabbos is chayiv for violating mechatech, because the chituch is based on a certain measurement, and that's exactly what he's doing. Second, hamemareach retia, someone who puts some sort of ointment on a bandage b'Shabbos chayiv mishum memachek, that's smoothing out the ointment. He's chayiv mishum memachek. We refer to that as mimareach, meaning you're not actually cutting any pieces off like you would when you smooth out a skin. Mimareach is a tolda of mimachik. Now, mesate says even b'Shabbos, if someone chisels a stone on Shabbos after it's been removed from a mountain, chayv mishum maka bepatish. That's chiv maka bepatish. So amr b'shem ben kisma, amr b'shem ben lakish, hatzor tzura b'kli. If a person tries to beautify a kli by making a nice image on it, v'amenapech b'kli zuchuchis, and a person blows glass, chayv mishum maka bepatish. That's also considered maka bepatish. Amr vida hayman deshakil akufe miglimi. A person who takes the edges of the strands that are hanging from a beged, or chayiv mishum makab patish. That's also makab patish because he's finishing off the beged. V'hani mili dekapar alai, but that's only if it's the kind of thing that a person would be makbid on it, because then the beged is not considered complete until you remove those things. V'akosif shteyosios. Another malacha we listed in the Mishnah is if someone writes two letters or erases two letters in order to write, he's chayiv. Tan rabban kasev osachas gedol v'yesh b'mekam lichtos shtayim. If a person and wrote one very large letter, but it's a space that he could have written two letters, two average-sized letters in Pater. He's Pater, because in the Mishkan, where we derive all the Malachas of Shabbos from, they would write two letters, and he only wrote one letter. But if he erased just one large letter, and there was enough space in that one large letter to write two letters, then he's Chayiv, because the Malach of Mechika was Al Menas Lichtov, two letters. Am Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, Vizeh Chomer B'mochek Mibekosev. That's a chumra that we have of Mochek over Kosev, that when it comes to Kosev, writing one large letter would not be a chayiv. When it comes to Mochek, erasing one large letter, you would be chayiv for. Habonav Asosam Chava Maver Makabe Patish. We then listed other malachos, building and destroying and extinguishing and lighting a fire and finishing off the final hammer blow. Rabbi Zeb Damitravayu, Kol Midi, anything the Isbei Gemar Malacha that involves finishing off a malacha, chayiv Mishum Makabe Patish, is considered Makabe Patish, meaning anytime you're finishing off a job, that is the definition of Makabe Patish. Elu Avos Malachos. Then the Mishnah concludes with the statement, these are the malachos of Shabbos. Elu Lafukim Driblazim Mechayiv Al Tod Mimakamav. When we say Elu, we're trying to say, as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Yechayiv on a Tolda, even though you violated the Av of that same Malacha, you chayv two chato'os separately, one for the Av, one for the Tolda. So our town is trying to tell us, no you're not. If you did an Av and it's Tolda, you're only chayv one carbon chatos. Chaser achas, the Mishnah said, how many are there? There's arba'im chaser achas. There's 40 minus 1. There are 39 avos malachos. So why do we have to mention the number? Lafukim in Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me not like Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me Rabbi Yehuda mosif es ha-shovet v'hamedaktik. Rabbi Yehuda added on 39 malachos, someone who is shovet, that he separates the strings that are tangled with each other on the loom, and someone who's medaktik, the chuta erev that's on the loom, that he doesn't want it to be too taut, so he sort of loosens it a little bit. So that's also a malacha. So Amr lo chamset Rabbi Yehuda shoveit harehu b'chal mesach u'medaktik harehu b'chal oreg, that those are already subsumed under other malachos that we've already mentioned. V'od klal achar amru, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to explain the klalim that we that are necessary to be motzim rishus to violate the malacha of hotza'ah. V'od klal achar amru, aside from the klal gadol that we said at the beginning of the parak, there's another great klal. Kolab kasher lahatznia, any min that's made for people to put away, umatznin kamahu, and we put that amount away, normally we would put it away, we'd protect it, votzio b'shabbos, and you carry that on Shabbos, chayiv chatas alav. That's the shear for which you'd be chayiv a karban chatas for carrying on Shabbos. V'kol she'enu kasher lahatznia, anything that's not made for people, ve'in matznin kamahu, or anything that the amount of it that you have is not an amount that people would put away, Votzia b'Shabbos, and you carry it out on Shabbos, enu chayiv ela matznia. Then only the person who actually would be matznia it, would put it away for later use, is going to be chayiv chatas, but other people would not be chayiv chatas when they are motzi such a thing. So the Mishnah said that anything that's kosher latznia and matznia kamohu, and you carry on Shabbos, you chayiv chatas. So the Gemara is going to explain, as opposed to what? So kol kosher latznia lafuke mai. What is the Tana trying to exclude that's not ro'i lahatznia, apparently, that you would not be chayiv on the hutza'ah? Rav Papa Amar, lafuke damnida, to exclude damnida, which is not chashuv, and no one ever puts it away. Marukva Amar, lafuke atze ashera, to exclude ashera wood, meaning wood from an avod zarah tree, that's also bahana'ah, and you would never put that away. So mandi Amar, damnida, kolshken atze ashera. If you hold the damnida is not chashuv, then for sure you wouldn't be chayiv for carrying atze ashera, because it's not only something that's a little bit gross, it's also asr bahana. Uman diyamar atzi asheru, but the one that says that atzi asheru is excluded, av damnida mesayin le shunra, but a person might put away damnida to save for a cat. Apparently cats like damnida. I don't know. The idach, kevin dechol shalom matzunle, and Rav Papa, who says that you're not chayv on carrying damnida, even though it may be rotli for a cat, that's because he holds it. Since a person that a cat eats their dam becomes weakened, you would not put away dam neither for a cat. The cat may enjoy it, but it's bad for the person. Amr Rabbi Yosef Yochanina, hi, Delok Rabbi Shimon. This klal that we said in our Mishnah, something that's made for people and has the and it's you have enough of it that people would normally put away. That's going to be subject to the malacha of hotza'ah, even for a very wealthy person who maybe this amount is not significant for. That's against Rabbi Shimon. Dik Rabbi Shimon ha'amar lo amru kol hashirin halalu ella lematzni ehem. That Rabbi Shimon says that all of these shiurim are only for average people who would save this amount of that product. But for people who would not put away, would not save that amount of that product, then it's not considered a shir chashuv. V'kol she'enu kashal atzniya, and we said anything that's not kashal atzniya, and you wouldn't be matzniya kamahu, and you carry it out on Shabbos, only the guy who would be matzniya it is chayiv. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, had the lok Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That klal, that anything that's not a min, that's used by people, and someone put, and one person decides he's going to save it, he's mechayiv for on the hotza'ah, and other people would be pater. That's against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol she'eno kashal atzniya ein matzniyin kamoh v'huch shal azev itzniyo uba acher v'hotziyo nischayiv zev b'machshava shal zev. That he holds that even if one person would benefit from it and would think that this is worth saving, another person who then carries it is going to be chayiv, even though the guy who actually carried it does not deem it to be worth saving and will get no benefit from it, because the machshava of the one person will have an impact on the action of the person who's actually going to carry it. The person who carries this object is going to be chayiv, even though for him it doesn't have the proper shear, because the machshava of the one who would be matzniya is the one that gives it a sense of chashivus. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amar Aleph, and as we draw very, very close to the end of the Perek, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach.